Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The longer that America stays asleep, the worse it's going to be. Now, Gary Franchi is popping in. He's being demonized along with myself. We're supporting Ron Paul. They're trying to tie it into the 9/11 truth like that's something bad. I got to dig that article out. He's coming up in a minute. I want to go to some more of your calls here in a second. Chris, the producer's like, aren't you going to cover this? And yes, I need to. Because it just illustrates everything. I see these state court rulings, like in California, where they actually said 2 years ago, the state is the guardian and parents have no rights. They just signed a law last year. They're going to give your kids shots and morning after pills. Small children. 10, 11, 12-year-olds. Morning after pills that kill people. You know, the fact that government is going to let these be in vending machines now. And folks, this is such a hardcore poison that you take it when you're pregnant, it will kill the baby. And then you've got to go through a miscarriage. And they tell some young girl, this is out of Austin, Texas. And the teacher's facing felony for giving student morning after pill. Yeah, you're not a doctor. Yeah, the little girl's got to get a signed card to go to the zoo or the planetarium with the school and the school bus. But you are going to make the decision. But see, in California, and now the feds are trying to say, yeah, give little kids morning after pills. The state, even though your child doesn't have consent, informed consent, just like you can't give a 12-year-old liquor and say, well, they wanted it. Or perverts can't have sex with a 10-year-old and say, well, they wanted it. They're not adults. They can't make that decision. That's called rape, you pieces of trash. Like, I'm just going to cover this right now. Teacher facing felony for giving student morning after pill, police say. A high school basketball coach is facing a felony charge for giving a morning after pill to a student who was worried that she was pregnant, according to an arrest affidavit released today. Tracy Lee Steinberg, what an idiot. You think those are your kids? I hope you go to prison for the rest of your life. Has been charged with delivery of a dangerous drug following an investigation into the incident last month at LBJ High School in Northeast Austin. The affidavit said Steinberg, who was also a math teacher at LBJ, gave the pill to a 16-year-old student who was crying in her class January 26. She went to Planned Parenthood and got it. Those filthy eugenicists. She had unprotected sex with her boyfriend, the affidavit said. Parents might have wanted to know about that. And, hey, have the kid. Everything's okay. You know how many great people are 16 and have a kid? It's a blessing. But you scum act like it's a horrible curse, you filthy maggot. Excuse me. Continuing here, the student did not have a prescription for the medication, which is required for females younger than 17. The student and her boyfriend then gave Steinberg money for the medication, the affidavit said. You know, I want to know why she could go to Planned Parenthood at 16 and have that happen. They take 12-year-olds, 9-year-olds, I've seen some cases in Europe, and go and get them, third trimester abortions. The state is trying to take our children over. Maybe this basketball person's just a moron. Maybe she doesn't need life in prison. I just get angry about dead babies. I guess killing a baby's not a big deal. I guess it's a good thing in America now. I'm the extremist. I want to apologize. I'm being sarcastic. But you see that dichotomy in Texas where she's being arrested and indicted and should be. But then in other states, they're like, yeah, we're going to give morning after pills to 10-year-olds. God help us. And this is a 16-year-old, ladies and gentlemen, 16 years old, and the parents don't even get to try to influence their daughter not to kill the baby because some teacher made the decision and thought it was really cute to run off to Planned Parenthood and get the pill. Planned Parenthood are Nazis. They created the Nazis. But because they're liberal and trendy, all these idiots here in town have fundraisers for them. It's just a big money-making scumbag operation. The government claims they take your kid and you spank him, even though it's not against the law. But meanwhile, they're trying to shove Prozac and Ritalin down your kids and try to chop them up when they're babies. Chop them up, but don't spank them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be going to Gary Franchi here in just a moment. There's a big article demonizing him at MSNBC and Ron Paul and myself. Oh, my gosh, the guy behind the super PAC that's run $500,000 worth of ads for Ron Paul that have been very effective, he's a 9/11 truther. And then they try to imply he's crazy. And then they say he went on Alex Jones's show. It's even worse. These guys say Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government. L.A. Times, New York Times, NBC. Here's NBC News today. Israel teams with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist, U.S. official tells NBC News. That terror group? Al-Qaeda. They admit it. Four Al-Qaeda groups. Well, four groups attacking Iran. Three of them are Al-Qaeda. One of them's Kurdish. L.A. Times, Al-Qaeda being funded by U.S. NATO. Al-Qaeda flag flies over Libya. They're using Al-Qaeda against the Syrians. I mean, I know I keep marveling, but it's like he's scum saying Al-Qaeda works for the New World Order or works for the U.S., not the U.S., the bankers. And we're like, well, here's all the proof. I mean, the heads of the embassy say they're ordered to let Mohammed out in the country. The underwear bombers, U.S. government's putting on the plane. Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out at the Pentagon. Adam Gadon. I mean, it's a fact. You heard Lou Rockwell on, Ron Paul's former chief of staff. He knew the whole history. He goes, yeah, our government created al-Qaeda and runs them right now. He goes, I don't speak for Ron Paul. Because they know the public's not ready for the truth yet. criminal mega banks, not the U.S. government run Al-Qaeda. The criminal mega banks run criminal elements of the government, hiding their crimes through national security. We're going to go to Gary in a moment. In fact, I started my rant into that subject. In the InfoWar, we're announcing some new weapons. I am selling big stencils to spray paint on your own property in legal and lawful areas that you own or get authorization to stencil InfoWars.com. And it's a 2-foot-long stencil, InfoWars.com, very effective tool. Got an old car, new car, want to spray paint? Buy the stencil. It's at cost, very effective weapon. We'll show people a document cam shot who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Then I've got a whole bunch of new InfoWars.com color and what looks like spray paint design, InfoWars.com, for your car. Or wherever else you post them that's legal and lawful. The last thing I want is for this to be stuck on globalist billboards or globalist crime operations. We should just let them run child kidnapping operations. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. The point is that, I mean, let them ship drugs in and ship guns to Mexico. We shouldn't stand up against them in any way like the founders did, you know, painting signs against the Redcoats everywhere in 15 years up before war. But sorry. Point is, don't just your own property, your own barn, your own business. All the bumper stickers, all of it, available at InfoWars.com. And I can't keep offering these just at cost, because at the end of the day, it actually we're offering it pretty much below cost when it comes down to it. So get it all, InfoWars.com. And we are selling out of it. We're going to have to do a reprint soon. If you want to get Bloodlines of the Illuminati, incredible book breaking down just how sick these murdering criminals are and the psychopathic religion they're into, it's available at InfoWars.com. These are just genocide addicts, genocide junkies. So, of course, they have a sick religion. Infowars.com. They attack Christianity for more than just the fact that they hate it because it's a moral religion. They hate it because they're a bunch of devil-worshipping scum. So Bloodlines Illuminati, available at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139. Okay. So in this long article that is in MSNBC, Super PAC supporter, Super PAC supporting Ron Paul is operated by 9/11 truther. They're like, he's crazy. He thinks there's a world government. He's crazy. He thinks a police state's coming. I don't know, just 30,000 drones, army checkpoints, TSA checkpoints on the highways, you know, just total takeover of society. And since I saw it this morning, they found an evil picture of him with Ron Paul. And, you know, it gets worse. He goes on Alex Jones's show, and he's politically active. And then they use an interview he did with me where he was talking about the police state, because I was talking about Russia. If you thought the government was corrupt or changing facts or involved in any type of evil, they would grab you and put you on drugs. And you hear this all the time. I get emails going, you need to be on meds. No, you need to be on meds. You're a coward. And Gary said his parents grabbed him and put him on, you know, drugs like they do a lot of kids. Oh, your son's raising his hand too much. Your son's getting in fights on the playground. Put him on deadly drugs. 20% of our population that are kids are on drugs. So the idea is he's crazy, too. Oh, his parents were reasonable. You know, yeah, there's no police state, but if you think things we don't like, we're going to drug you. And, man, now he's 30-something years old having an effect, and it's just terrible. And yeah, he thinks they're setting up a world government, even though the UN called for it last week. It doesn't work anymore. That's why MSNBC has almost no viewers. They had their biggest shows have 500,000 to 900,000 viewers. Their average show has about 100,000 viewers. Go look at InfoWars.com next to MSNBC.com on Alexa. We've got it's like 14 times the traffic, depending on which month you look at it. I mean, they're a joke. They're a joke. They're a joke. And now they're calling for web censorship and supporting SOPA. Because they don't like drugs, they don't like InfoWars, they're scum, and they know it. I don't sit up here in a perfect suit, acting all authoritative, and going and reading off the teleprompter like I'm telling you absolute veritas. They hate it that we're just bare knuckles in there, smashing their guts out, kicking their hind ends in the InfoWar. We're going to go on doing it, murdering drug-dealing scum, and media that defends it, and MSNBC that gets banker bailout money. Now, joining us from his TV studios is the evil one, Gary Franchi, and his wicked super PAC. They are really getting scared of Ron Paul and his delegate program to not try to win states, but get enough delegates to win. Now, they don't like this stratagem And they're very upset about it. They're going to pull out all the stops, Gary. But I think it's backfiring when they go, Ron Paul said Oklahoma City was an inside job. He's bad. That only gets him more support, Gary.
Alex, thanks for having me on. My question is, what took them so long to look at my YouTube channel and look at my websites? I've been running this pack for months. Now they decide to come out and do this? You know, they're a little behind the curve. And that's why they're losing the battle for the info war. That's why we're winning. Alex, we are directly over the target. We're taking flack. It's because we're winning. I mean, look, I put out a press release 48 hours ago stating that we are going to put exit pollers in states across the country to verify the fraud that's taking place.
Oh, I forgot. Okay? I got to interrupt. I forgot. They're so transparent. They're like, Franchi is going to prove the election fraud. Oh, my gosh. Shut him down. I mean, exactly. Go ahead.
And so, you know, we've got that action in place. You know, we're doing broadcasts. We have a live media boycott, mainstream media boycott in effect right now. And instead of watching the primary returns that the mainstream media is providing skewed results, we're doing it right here from our studios live. Our first broadcast, Alex, we had 20,000 people tune in to boycott the mainstream media. So we're poking at the beast. And we're having an effect, and they decide to come out and just do these smear tactics. I'm actually honored that a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist would take the time to look into my life and the work that I've done.
Yeah, but he's Pulitzer Prize winner because he's a globalist. But the whore stream, traitor stream, sympathizer to the New World Order, Nazi scumbag, New World Order trash, prostitute, sewer stream media – I mean, they're bleeding out here, and you're right. They're coming after you because they're scared of that exit polling. When 4% of precincts were reporting, they announced Romney the winner, even though polls showed he shouldn't have been the winner in Nevada. I mean, we've proven the fraud went on. We just don't know the details. In Iowa, they're a bunch of scum.
Well, when you look at the upward trend that's taking place right now, every single state that has held a primary or a caucus, Ron Paul his support has grown so much. And then when you look at the graph for Nevada, you're like, wait a minute, only 100 extra people voted for Ron Paul?
Yeah, it's statistically exactly as it was 4 years ago, though he's gotten 100%, 200% in every other area. It's always above 100. There, they use the same program they used last year or 4 years ago.
Yeah, I also want to point out that my father and my mother, they are my biggest supporters right now. You know, years ago when I was running around telling people that there's a New World Order and they're going to microchip people, you know, I didn't understand completely what was taking place. And sure, they want to shut me up. They want to put me on drugs, and they want me to go and get a 40-hour a week job. They want me to pay my taxes, and they want me to just be a submissive little slave in their system. And I said, no, not anymore. I'm going to investigate. I'm going to learn. I'm going to enrich my life.
And now your parents have woken up and admit you were right and apologize to you.
Yeah,
but they don't put that in the article. Look at this: microchips for all dogs to hold owners to account. They're doing it in the U.S. and England in different areas, and now they're talking about making kids have chips. This is openly being discussed. I have video of Sean Hannity saying, make all kids take chips. Oh, but we're crazy, because we said there'd be drones in the skies and army on the streets, but now it's happening, Gary.
Well, the FDA has approved microchipping for humans. It's not like it's a conspiracy. It's a fact. So they want to label me.
We're bad because we're right. We're bad because we have the criminal's number. We're bad because we can see what they are. Narcotics, trafficking, murdering scum that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment.
Well, you know, this is the dying breath of the mainstream media. People like you, people like me, we're taking over the system. We're taking over the code. People are relying on us for the information that they need.
They're starting their own information gathering. They think they're just going to shut you or me down. They got another thing coming. Our information's spreading so fast. So many other people are stepping up to the plate. We are coming in for the big win. Let them stage their terror, whatever they're going to do. Let them kill me, whatever they do. Nothing can stop us now.
No, it's an information war, and information, you can't stop it. Right now, you can send a YouTube video can go viral across the world within seconds, faster than the bureaucrats in Washington can get their message out, and faster than the mainstream media, after they go through all their editorial boards and get it approved for their talking points, can even put down a message. It took them 7 months to figure out my issues, the things I fight for? Come on.
They truly are the dinosaur media. They truly are a dinosaur group of miscreant preening peacock, egomaniac scum who are the enemies of America and are traitorous, treacherous, lecherous, enemies of humanity. All of them are criminal filth who will be held accountable.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
More than double above them. If you add that together, that's about 15 times more traffic if you do a little calculator thing they've got. So there's your pathetic Mr. Maddow. In fact, I want to unveil this on air right now. This is Janet the Dung Beetle Napolitana, because that's what they do. They roll big piles of stinking you-know-what around trying to make us eat it and telling us it's pumpkin pie. And we need to learn to detest these people. We need to learn to have disgust. I'm so sick of good people that are on the show who've been abused by the system. You're making excuses for those that have abused them. It's outrageous. If you put up with this, you're going to have to put up with a lot more. Do we have the dung beetle? Are we able to show it? Yeah. Here it is. I'm sorry, Gary, you can't see this. You're joining us via video. Scott, if you're a radio listener, I will get Kurt Nemo to post as the image of the day down at the bottom of InfoWars.com. Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. And I think when we address her, again, words are weapons, and she deserves it. She is Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all a bunch of dung beetles. Janet Reno, Kagan, they all look like they come from the same vat of dung beetles. So that's their new name. Well, what do you think, Gary? The dung beetle media? They roll around big piles of you-know-what on people? I'm sorry, but...
Well, you know, they're all in bed with each other, and there is a lot of inbreeding in the media, which I have to say, though, we did put out a call for CNN's Dana Bash to be reassigned, and she caught a lot of flack after she was basically saying that
Dana Dung Beetle Bash?
Yeah, she didn't want to see Ron Paul succeed. She said it live on the air. She's biasing in her reports. We put out a call, and she got reassigned to the Santorum campaign because she couldn't do her work. I mean, look, we're having an impact, Alex. They're freaking out. They're trying everything in the book, but the point of the matter is that...
You know what dung beetles eat.
I don't want to know, Alex.
Anyway, well, that's what all of them eat. I'm sorry. I'm out of control today. I'm so angry. I'm not being like a child. I apologize. I'll stop it. So we got a few minutes left, Gary. You're awesome. And again, they're attacking you because they're scared.
Yeah. Look, like I said, I'm surprised it took them this long to figure it out. It's because we are over the target. We are going to be doing exit polling. We are doing alternative broadcasts to combat their biased reporting. And this is what needs to be done to win the election for Ron Paul. My opinions do not necessarily reflect Ron Paul. I have to say that because I'm an individual. I support Ron Paul in his constitutional fight for the White House, and that's it. That's why I formed the Super PAC, so we could go ahead and support those matters. So, I mean, that mainstream media wants to come out and try and paint me and Lone Lantern Society and all the things I've done in the past. You know, let them try. Bring it on. I love it. They highlighted Camp FEMA. They put my trailer to my movie that you're in that article. I hope we get some more sales out of it. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, they act like we're bad for pointing out they're setting up a domestic security force to spy on people when it's all admitted.
Yeah, the documentation's there. They try to downplay it, but, you know, we're putting a spotlight on it, Alex. They're running like cockroaches.
By the way, speaking of cockroaches, we actually have some footage live. The Anonymous has hacked in to a national security meeting right now. And we've got Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno, Annalena Kagan, and others, and Hillary. We have caught footage of all of them in a Homeland Security meeting. And they're actually having a feast at the meeting. So this is some amazing footage we're showing. It's actually dung beetles rolling piles of you-know-what. All right, that's enough. Gary, you're doing a great job.
Well,
you're right. They're so disconnected from reality. That's enough, guys. Thank you. Enough. I can't look at her all day. Get her off there. Anyways, the point is, they're so I'll hold you over a minute if we need to. The point is, they're so disconnected from reality, Gary, that they think when they make fun of us for covering reality that people are still listening to them. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, they're trying to paint my association with you in a negative light. I mean, I've been working with you for years, you know, and we're having great success.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Most people I've worked with and helped attack me later and make stuff up. You haven't done that, Gary. I guess you're not mentally ill.
Well, they can try to pay me as such, but I'm going to keep fighting.
I think it was good in Soviet Russia. If you didn't love Stalin, they drugged you. I think everybody's children, if they love George Washington, they should be given lobotomies. Well, let's finish up on the other side. Then we got a FEMA camp insider coming up, those imaginary camps. We have photos. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076.
It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control. Corruption of your thoughts.
We got to realize how pathetic these globalists are and stop putting them up on a pedestal. They're like rotten, low-life cockroaches, criminals. I'm done with them. I'm done just groveling to the system, being afraid. I'm done. And you know what? That attitude's contagious. Now, we've got some really chilling information coming up, so I've got to stop joking around here with Gary Franchi and be serious. We've got our whistleblower joining us in just a minute. I've got to be careful about exactly what I say or they'll figure out who they are, but... So what if they figure it out? Well, I guess if you're in the military, they've got control over you. But it's more than just people in the military. I know I can say that much. And this is a confirmed FEMA training center. We've got some photos. We're going to get more photos and videos soon. We've got to be sure that it doesn't expose them. It's all at InfoWars.com right now. Source exposes FEMA camp training center. This is where they train them for the camps all over the country. You have the different programs out there that I'm going to have added to Kurt's article after we get more info on this from the guest, with how they admit they're hiring people for FEMA camps. It's all there. It's amazing information. Okay, going back to Gary Franchi. Gary, you got cut off by the break. Again, it's just an amazing hit piece on you because it actually makes you look good. it makes them look like they work for Pravda in 1980 or something.
Well, that's exactly what they do. They are the spin masters attempting to slander using name calling. In fact, when I had replied to Dedman in my email, I told him, I said, you know, I'm not somebody who likes labels. I'm not someone who likes to put people in a box and try to separate them from the masses. And I told him, I think that's a major problem that we have in this country today. And of course, what does he do in the headline? He puts me in a box and labels me. And then there's some exchange between me and him about the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I told him, look, I am proud to be listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website alongside Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and the like. Because you know what? Because we're doing great work.
Oh, yeah. They act like, oh, the Southern Poverty Law Center, a discredited, you know, federal hit group, says you're extreme, like they control reality.
Yeah. And so with that being said, he did his best and, you know, whatever. Look, well, we're taking over the signal, Alex. Like I said before, this is the dying breath of the mainstream media, and we're going to win this thing. We're going to take it all the way, and win or lose, we're winning, Alex. Win or lose, we are winning. They can put out as many hit pieces as they want. Bring it on.
Promote. Well, I told Politico a few years ago when both political parties were attacking Rand Paul, and I said, don't you get it? The more you attack him, the higher his ratings go. Then Bill Clinton went to town and attacked him. He got 6 points or more, expanding his margin of victory to like 16 points. I said, you're out of bullets. The only way to defeat Rand Paul is for you to endorse him because you're so discredited. Don't you get it?
Well, I'm getting phone calls from family and friends today, people opening up their email box and are seeing my name in their, you know, MSN.com, Hotmail accounts. So all this does is further elevate me to a national level, and people are going to start looking into the work that I'm doing, and I hope that they will find some information that's going to cause them to ask questions, to investigate the facts further. I mean, this only helps the cause, Alex.
No, it does. Every time they demonize us and say, don't watch Camp FEMA, it's crazy. They say the government's, you know, training Jugend groups, youth groups to spy on people, and you have all the documents and video in the film. By the way, it's available at Infowars.com. People want to get Camp FEMA. It's excellent. I'm in it. Listen, great job, Gary. We'll continue to talk to you and track what you're doing, and folks can go over to the Revolution Pack and get behind the fine work you're doing in this move to put the poll watchers out there. And actually have alternative independent media documenting the chicanery. Thank you, Gary Franchi.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Pleasure.
Pleasure having you. Okay, there he goes. Let's go ahead and get our next guest on here. And I'm going to go over to Infowars.com because in my stacks I can't find my FEMA camp story. Folks, we are kicking the New World Order's teeth in, but they're counterstriking by controlling the infrastructure with a whole cornucopia, a constellation, a cocktail, with a stratagem to begin to shut down free speech. So it is absolutely essential to start getting the word out now and to use Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the information on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it's time to use the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube as conduits to get this information out to everybody. The system isn't openly trying to sell web censorship. I mean, I read these articles every day. Twitter agrees to total censorship whenever the government asks. Facebook agrees to it. YouTube agrees to it. In England, they admit they're about to pass regulations to restrict the web, Canada, the U.S. I've got all these articles out today where the system admits they're doing this. I mean, we've got an article at Infowars.com that is so huge. DHS to launch insurgent tracking drones inside America. 30,000 of them, in their words, to track insurgents. As if they need 30,000 drones for all the Al-Qaeda, who they work with and give control of Libya. I mean, it's just bonkers. It's for us. It's always been for us. And now they're in the news saying it's for right-wingers. It's for gun owners. It's for anti-war people. It's for Amish. It's for rural communities. Anybody that doesn't want to be a slave of the system. It's a corporate takeover of every facet of society. Now, on this subject of FEMA camps in America, Kurt Nimmo did a blurb on this, but I'm going to have him, such a great prolific researcher and writer, add more to this story, because last night this information came in from a source that's given us info before that's been accurate, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I at least wanted to be able to kiss my children on the forehead, even though they were already asleep, so I got home about 10. So I spent about 30 minutes on the phone with this fellow, did some checking with some satellite photo stuff through Google and other systems, and checked it with some other sources, and checked it with a civilian inmate labor camp program, and did confirm this is one of the training centers for that, and that indeed the photos he sent us were accurate. And again, we're going to get more photos and post them once we can be sure that it doesn't reveal who our sources are. But I can tell you it's multiple sources, military and others. And they're pretty freaked out. But let's be clear. The federal government, I've played the clips, has said NDAA will kill citizens without warrants or even arrest. No one will ever know where you went. We'll put you in black sites. It was in the news yesterday that in Europe and Iraq, a headline, London Guardian, more secret prisons found. In fact, put that in. Let's show folks that. More secret prisons, torture sites in Romania, torture sites in Egypt, torture sites in Iraq. And you've got Lindsey Graham saying, if a citizen asks for a lawyer, we say, shut up, you don't get one. And then we cut in the video to the same debate, and creepy Lieberman says, we want Americans to be scared. We don't want you to know how we torture you. I mean, this is Jeffrey Dahmer stuff in your face. They need to do it openly so that everybody just thinks the crime is okay because an authority figure is doing it openly. This is how tyrants do it. Just like it comes out the troops are growing opium, the troops are getting upset. They just have Fox, CNN, BBC, ABC News all admit the troops are ordered to grow the opium in Afghanistan. And the troops are all made to stand around the news going, yeah, we don't like it. Why are we on TV? Well, because it's okay what you're doing. Geraldo says, thank you for standing up for America. Yeah, there it is. RAF helicopter death revelation leads to secret Iraq detention camp. They've got them all over the place. Read the Army's reports. Will they torture you? Will they try to arrest you? I don't know. Does the Army's own report say that they rape children? I mean, go read it. You can't make this up. With acid. Go read it. Just type in Abu Ghraib Army abuse report. They call it abuse. Killing people, beating people to death. This is what we've signed on to. Abortions, it's just a procedure. Torturing a five-year-old kid, it's just a procedure. George Bush saying he ordered torture in a book last year and would order it again. Well, why, when your guys got caught doing it, you send some to prison? Because it was illegal. They tried to get laws passed saying they could torture. They couldn't do that. Folks, these are criminals openly saying they order torture. Because they like it. Now, I'm going to go to our guests in this segment until the end of the show. I'll go into overdrive, too, to take some calls. I got to get to your calls. I want to take your calls. It's just there's so much info. Now, they admit they've built emergency centers for civil unrest. The John Warren Defense Authorization Act. They have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that just admits what we already know has been built at old military bases. You have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program operating since the 70s, declassified in 1996. I mean, I'm giving you all the names. You can go to Department of Defense websites and look this all up. But talking to these guys, what's creepy is that they bug their eyes out at the workers at the base, the foreign troop trainers that are training them in torture and riot control and all the rest of it. They bug their eyes out at everybody. And it's this attitude that criminals have of trying to intimidate everybody because they know what they're doing is super illegal at this base. Okay? And we're going to break it down with our guest. But the point is, the killing of Americans, the camps, the torture, it's all out in the open. So you can't deny these camps are there because they admit that they are setting them up. They just don't want you to know where they are or the details because there's something about physically seeing it. Now, again, if you go to Infowars.com, source exposes FEMA training camp in Missouri, and it's training area 166, Camp Charlie, mock internment facility. That's what it is. It's a little Abu Ghraib, and they're building, they're expanding, and it's a big base. We're going to tell you which base it is, Fort Lenard, Missouri, and we're going to call him Sam. And Sam, you know, you started breaking down a little bit last night talking to me about this, but in your sources and the torture buildings and the rest of it. I've been rambling on, so you got the floor till we go to break. Tell everybody what you can about this facility and the beefing up of security and everything that's going on there right now.
Okay. It's Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And basically what's going on there is, it's where they train all the MPs, and they've always trained them there. They train the MPs for all of the military. That's Navy, Air Force, Army, Marines. And actually, right about the same time as those KBR documents got released and the NDAA went through, it's an influx in military police training going on right now. And that's actually the word on the base, is that they're recruiting more MPs now than they would infantry or, say, any other branch of the Army. So for some reason or another, they're training a lot more MPs. They're training them on mob tactics. And that's what they call them, too, is mob control. So they don't want them to have a face, like it's not a certain group that they're going after. It's just mobs. And then I also overheard a comment of one of the trainees saying, well, wouldn't that hold be more aggressive or would be better on a man? And he said, not a woman or a man, it's a subject. So you can kind of get the feel of what's going on there.
Continuing. Again, it's Fort Leonard Wood. That's a typo in the article. We turn out so much info that key things we seem to get wrong. That's not InfoWars' fault. That's us writing it up last night and giving it to Kurt like idiots. But I know it's Fort Leonard Wood. I was reading it myself going, why is that wrong? So we'll get the Google Maps photos up and get everything added to that. But please continue with the base and the rest of it.
Okay, well, if you go into the base off the Waynesville entrance, which is a town right out the south side of the post, and you turn right on Indiana, you take Indiana until a hard corner, which where it turns into South Dakota Avenue, and right there on that corner is where the camp is. And it's just a training facility, but it's a lot bigger than what the picture showed. We got more, but we took 15 photos and only two of them came out. So really is all I can say is it's definitely creepy. There's a lot of security. It's just nerve-wracking for sure. The only other thing I could say, too, is if you look at the MP MOS, it was expanded with the NDAA, and it was expanded because the prison, the camp will be ran by MPs, basically, is what I get back. So,
okay, continue, sir. Continue breaking down the because you made a lot of other points last night.
Yeah. There was about 100 soldiers out there training, and they were training in baton tactics, which would be like a nightstick. And, they were being led by a guy in a purple uniform. My assumption is it's foreign military. I couldn't tell you. But just the attitude that they all had when they're training, it's definitely going to be for women and men and hopefully no children. But, you got to just assume the worst.
Now, expanding on this, because I know you don't want to give up one of your sources, but you were saying that your source on the base is saying that was a foreign trainer. But specifically, what about these buildings with barbed wire around them facing both directions, with the barbed wire facing both directions on the outside?
Yeah, it's really weird because each little containment building has barbed wire on it, which at the top of the fence, it's a 8-foot fence, and at the top of it, it has barbed wire facing both directions. And then there's little pathways like cattle chambers where they would like prod people through, and it almost reminds me of an old time farm with padlocks on it, where you would let your animals graze over here for a little bit, and then when they ate the grass down, you would open that gate up and push them into the next pad, and so on and so forth. But so there's a fence around the whole thing with barbed wire both directions at the top, and then every single little containment or confinement facility has barbed wire around it too. So, and then there's a guard tower every 100 feet, it seems like. But this is just this. The pictures only show the training facility, and there's even a bigger prison building that's concrete that's part of that training facility with bars and everything. But there is actual camp in the area.
I mean, it's admitted that they have the civilian inmate labor camp program where the Army runs federal and state prisoners. That was secret for decades. So there's been secret programs. They got Rex 84, all of this. But you were telling me that there's a lot more action. There's construction going on. What are they doing there at the base?
Oh, yeah. Just like you said, it's going to be a hub, I believe, a big hub for training, just as it always has been with the MPs, you know. And if you talk to soldiers that came from a battle zone, you know, most of the work on an occupation anyway, like in Iraq, for instance, most of the groundwork was done by MPs. So, but yeah, they're training MPs for home is the way it feels to me. Another thing that I wanted to bring up, too, is if you just do a word search on internment and look up what that means, it's either to confine prisoners of war intern or confine prisoners of war or suspected terrorists is the definition. So,
well, they're doing massive hiring everywhere. They've got giant contracts with Halliburton running them here in the U.S. It's a massive hiring program, hundreds of millions of dollars just to do the training.
Yeah, I know. I saw that Kellogg, Brown, and Rube have the contract.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And again, that was just a blurb this morning, an email that we sent to Kurt. He's updated the article. They have a link to Fort Leonard Wood. I knew when I was reading it, I was like, that's a typo, Fort, you know, Leonard. But there it is, and he's got links to all the government documents and past big breakdowns we've done. But they admit, they say they'll have the military arrest us, they'll kill us. And you did tell me some other stuff you haven't gotten to on air, and it might be interesting to actually talk to your friend, but just describing how they're mean to everybody, they bug their eyes out at you, they flip out on people, and you were saying that it wasn't like this in the past, and that they're acting pretty suspicious.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It used to be an open post. You used to be able to just drive onto the post. Now you can't. So they're gonna ask you what you're doing. It's like you're leaving the country when you drive onto that place. So, or if you're coming back to the country, I should say. There is some information I could give you, but I just can't because it would just pinpoint who. It wouldn't be a good thing. But we do want to get you some more photo, more videos because you haven't seen anything yet.
Everybody can drive over there right now and videotape it. I don't think we should be so scared of these people. I know you guys are involved, so you can't be known. And that's why you're aware of this.
And you can't just get on the base. That's the thing. So.
Oh, those photos are actually on the base.
Yeah. And with all the recent legislation and everything, you know, we're just concerned about our tax dollars, the Constitution, and our country. So,
well, look, these are criminals. Okay. Yeah. The military is full of good people, but it's illegal to say they can kill citizens and secretly arrest us and put us in camps.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
They may pass laws all day saying it. Hitler passed laws saying that. He was still Hitler.
Right. Right. And, you know, you kind of understand where I'm coming from because I remember the other day on your show you said, look, I got video cameras recording my house 24/7. If they think they're going to come in, somebody's going to see it, but I don't have that luxury. I wish I did. We all need to get together. We all need to stand strong. We need to get Ron Paul in office.
People that are serving this system need to ask themselves, how did it get this far? I mean, now they admit it's for the American people. It isn't for Al-Qaeda. They now admit Al-Qaeda works for the criminals that run our government. I mean, will you just do anything these criminals say? And the answer is no. The vast majority of police and military have said no. The problem is, as you know, the military goes through and gets the people that will follow the orders. They go and test them, and they pull them out and create cadres of those folks.
You're absolutely right, and you can bet on it that the military police will be our police on the street in this country soon. You can bet on it.
Sir, 12 years ago, they would have the MPs in San Antonio from the Air Force bases out arresting people. Now it's everywhere. I see newscasts every week all over the country where you just pull up and there's MPs with machine guns dragging people out of cars, Marines with Berettas on their sides, and they go, oh, we're doing a DWI check. So the checkpoint's illegal, and it's troops. I mean, it's just full-out criminality.
It truly is, and we're going to keep trying to uncover it every corner that we can, and you'll always be our first contact, long-time listener, Prison Planet TV member, Ron Paul supporter. I support the Constitution.
Basically, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, it's a sad thing, too. I had to go to a Republican meeting here the other day just so they'd let me vote when the caucus comes through Missouri on March 17th. And that's another joke, too. We had the primary here 2 days ago, and it didn't count because it was scheduled too early. But they spent $10 million to go ahead and hold the primary, which it didn't count. But on the news, it shows Santorum got all the delegates, which they haven't even been given out yet because March 17th is the...
I know. It's all pure fraud. It's just total criminality. I mean, that's why we're in so much trouble. God bless you, my friend. We're going to add some more to that blurb. Photos are at Infowars.com. Source exposes FEMA training camp in Missouri. And we'll stay in contact, sir. I really, really do appreciate you.
More info for you soon.
All right. That's it for the official transmission. I'm going to come back and finish some calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.